You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I chatted to Adam Willer, the Chief Operations Officer at Surf Life Saving New Zealand. And Justin, I've got a question for you.
Yes, go on.
Do you know how to identify a rip?
What's a rip?
A rip current. Well, according to a new study by Surf Life Saving New Zealand and a big collaboration of universities around New Zealand and Australia, you're not alone. 78% of beachgoers in New Zealand don't know how to identify a rip. And there are around 5 drownings each year due to rip currents and around 700 rescues. So, yes, I chatted to Adam Willer about rips, what to do, and about the research. And I started off by asking him how to identify a rip.
Well, it's actually very, very difficult. And I think this research proves the point. We've been trying to teach people how to spot a rip for years, both in here in New Zealand and right across the globe. And the research is showing us that we're not actually being successful. A rip is something that it's not too hard to spot from above, but you can take aerial photographs and share drone footage to show what a rip looks like. And most pictures of rips are like that. You can look on our website and see them. But people don't see rip currents from the air. They see them from eye level by in front of the surf before they go in. And it's really difficult to spot. I could tell you now, but I think most people wouldn't remember. So we're going to concentrate on telling people what to do if they get caught in a rip and look at research to see if we can teach people differently.
So what do you do if you're caught in a rip?
Well, for us, it's simple. And I think this is a proven technique which is being tested around the world. And it's to remember the 3 R's. The first one is to relax and float. Conserve your energy. If you fight against the rip, that's when you'll get into trouble and get tired and you'll drown. The second R is to raise your hand and signal for help. Because invariably a lifeguard or member of the public will see you and call for help. And the last one is to ride the rip. The last R is ride the rip until it stops and you can swim in. Or 50% of rips actually circulate, and they could actually bring you back to shore. So relax, raise your hand, and ride the rip. And those 3 things could save your life.
And how do you know if you are caught in a rip? Because like you say, you can't always see a rip unless you're, you know, from above or maybe on the beach. But it's even harder to know when you are in the water, isn't it?
It can be. People can be playing and suddenly turn around and feel that they see that they've been moved or feel the current on their legs or from their waist down. We tell people always that they should be looking for a reference point on the land. So if you feel yourself being moved sideways or then out, you're in a rip. Best thing to do is just make your way to the shore if you can, but if you can't, again, remember those 3 R's.
And can you give us a little bit of background about how rips are formed?
Yeah, sure. Rips really are just an outward moving body of water that goes out through channels. So the waves come in and the water has to go out somewhere, and the water rushes out through channels. When the tide goes out and you're walking along the beach, you can actually see these channels. And so when the tide comes in, then that's where the rips are going to be. You spot a rip by looking for sort of dark patches of water, and it's where the waves aren't breaking is where often a rip occurs. And that's what lulls people into the false sense of security. They think, I'll go there because there aren't any waves. Well, actually, there aren't any waves because there's a current feeding out, and it stops the waves breaking. So the safest thing to do is swim where there are waves. Even safer still, and one of our mantras, choose a lifeguarded beach, swim between the flags, because the lifeguards will put flags up where there aren't rips.
And 78% of beachgoers not knowing how to identify a rip, that seems like a really, really big number. Did the research bring up anything else that you think that we should know about?
Well, interestingly, people who were able to identify a rip in a photograph, 2/3 of them then couldn't identify the rip on the beach itself. So what that tells us is that people think they understand rips, but it's really hard to put that knowledge into practice. So it's one thing learning about rips at school or reading on the internet or seeing beach safety signs, but it's a very big step between doing that and being able to spot one in real life. So we're going to have to go back to the drawing board, as are our colleagues in Australia, because this research has been replicated over there, and look at novel ways of teaching perhaps kids using gaming technology, virtual reality, ways to immerse them in a real beach environment and then try and teach them about rips. But that may not even work because rips are complicated. We've learned that over the years of study with drifters and other sort of coastal geomorphology research, and they are a complex thing. So hard to understand, even harder to teach someone to spot.
So that was Adam Wooler, Chief Operations Officer at Surf Lifesaving New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.